A prominent Saudi cleric allegedly tortured in custody. After finally meeting him, the family of Sheikh Nasr al-Nam says he's been tortured. Now, the Sheikh's sister has told Saudi activists her brother had a head injury and broken teeth. It's not clear where the Saudi cleric is right now, but we know it's the second time his family has been allowed to see him. Activists have been raising the alarm over rights repression in Saudi Arabia. Now, in a letter to Muslim scholars around the world, hundreds of Saudi women have called for action to secure the release of their relatives from Saudi jails. They say many of the prisoners are kept without charge or trial. I can switch over to London, joined by Middle East expert and political commentator, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa. Now, the situation in Saudi Arabia seems to be deteriorating as we speak. Now, Sheikh Nasr was captured, and although he has been allowed to see his family twice, now they are claiming that they have tortured him. How could the regime be that bold not only detain this sheikh, but torture him in light of more and more protests, people who are protesting them arresting him and having other prisoners? Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, of course. I mean, let me just first say that what has happened to the sheikh is a beastly, ghastly crime against an innocent person who has, in a very civilized and peaceful way, demanded political change and democratic reform. That's what he asked for on behalf of his people who have been persecuted and been subjected to intolerable discrimination and unbearable abuse. Now, you've asked how come the regime is so bold, but there is nothing new about the actions of the regime. It has always relied heavily on torture, abuse, and also using a heavy-handed approach against those who demand change and ask for their basic human rights. The regime is obviously encouraged by the total and complete silence of the so-called civilized world, led by America and by the U.S. administration, headed by Obama, who have asked for the spread of basic human rights, and all the regimes in the Middle East, with the exception of Saudi Arabia, to adhere to those universal rights.
Mr. Al-Issa, what needs to be done? We know that the Saudi regime is an extremely repressive regime, and more people have been taking to the streets and complaining and condemning the prisoners, the amount of prisoners that they have detained and have no contact with. So what kind of pressure needs to be put on that type of regime when the West totally backs whatever Riyadh does and basically just ignores this type of oppression?
I think more than anything, the regime fears more protests, more uprising on the ground. And I do believe that the arrest and the shameful crime, the despicable crime against the sheikh, has actually galvanized more support in the region, and particularly in the eastern province, to actually support the popular uprising. It has added more impetus to the popular uprising, which have actually broken out of the oil-rich region, the eastern province, now to engulf the whole of the kingdom. We're seeing protests spreading and sweeping through areas which have been considered as the heartland or the power base of the regime itself. We've seen people in Riyadh going out demanding that their relatives who have been arrested without charge for simply speaking out and demanding change, going and taking to the streets. So the regime, on top of having a fierce power struggle between the sons and grandsons of Al-Saud, and wants desperately to divert attention from that power struggle, wants to reinforce the message that...
All right, Mr. Al-Issa, just about out of time for this part of the news, but where do you see... Do you see this regime surviving this type of pressure now that more and more people are taking to the street? How do you see it?
Well, I do firmly believe that as the momentum grows and as those popular uprisings spread to engulf other areas, particularly those who have been considered the regime's stronghold or power base, then I do believe that the regime which have depended so long on propagating that it is the champion or the defender of the Sunni faith, as more people discover that is utterly untrue and take to the street against it, then that's the only defense mechanism that the regime has relied so long on. And I do believe that this basically defense mechanism is crumbling and unraveling as more Sunnis discover that the brutal dictatorship of al-Saud have actually stood against the world. And
all right. Thank you so much, Mr. Al-Issa. We are out of time. I appreciate you being with us, Middle East expert and political commentator out of London, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa.